is out there,
but out there is very big.
You've never been good at finding things.
You once got lost in a boot.
3, 2, 1.
That was exactly the same time for me.
Well, that's the point.
How long was the delay for you today?
Really good, actually. I think we're on to a winner.
I've got a better internet now.
Yeah. You've got better internet. And also maybe we're recording at the right time of day. It's 4 p.m. So maybe it's all the stoners getting ready for 4:20. So they're off their laptops.
Yeah. And all the suits.
They're in the bar. Business.
They're at the bar drinking their shots of Coke.
Quince jelly
and Tom the cheese guy.
Oh, they're eating figs and they're licking each other's eyes.
I don't think that's. Have you ever worked in a place where people wear a suit, shirt, and tie?
Only in places where the waiters were slightly more fancy.
Yeah, I was going to say. I mean, the closest I've done is we've done gigs with sort of quite bad right-wing comedians.
Yeah,
and they always like to wear shirt and tie, don't they? Because then they can post pictures of it to their parents and pretend that they're doing something else.
I worked. I had to wear a shirt and tie when I briefly worked for a wine business, because I had to go into pubs and I had to be like, here's all our new wines.
This
and they wanted
sound like a job. I had to go into pubs and I'd be like, can I have some wine?
Some of your wine. Oh, I got some too.
Who did you work for? Which wine group was it? Which famous wine company?
It was called the Oxford Wine Company, I think.
Something, yeah, interesting that you've made that up quickly, haven't you?
And there were I did that job for a little bit, and I was very good at it, because you just have to go into pubs and be like, oh, I've got a delicious Sauvignon Blanc, and they'd be like, oh, that's very nice. And and if you were wearing a tie, they thought you were a real deal.
So you wore a tie. I don't think the thing is, Paddy, and I mean this with a great deal of respect, actually, you don't in a tie look more respectable. You look less. It highlights all the other stuff.
All the horrid.
No, it just highlights, like, if you put you in a shirt and tie, it highlights that you're somebody who is not normally in a shirt and tie. Mm. You know, ideologically opposed to a shirt and tie because of how you look and are. And I just think it makes it more visible.
It's very exciting.
It is, isn't it? I watched a little bit of the video of Johnny and the Baptist's 10 Thankless Years that was filmed. And because I don't, you know, it's hard to, when you see a video of the two of us side by side in one, what's called a two shot, for those listening who aren't in the biz, when you see that, it's quite surprising, because at the very start of the show and at the very end of the show and all the time in between, I am wearing a tuxedo jacket with a white dress shirt and a black bow tie. And tuxedo trousers, smart shoes, right?
Yeah.
And that's how, shirts tucked in, ironed, all looks, you know. That, you know, and I'm a mess, I'm a complete, I'm a big beard, stupid face, you know.
Yeah, all the hallmarks.
I'm a mess. But, you know, that's what I'm wearing. I hadn't realised that from about 30 seconds in, you've got, like, shirt untucked, the jacket sleeves rolled up in this way that's, like, shirt open to the navel.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know when you put a cone on a dog, like it becomes their sole, you know, it their sole drive is to rid themselves of this. That's how I feel
in a
tux. And the same goes for suits and actually just most things, but also like it's because I've been wearing on stage for years quite an open shirt, and guitars are quite heavy, and because they're pressing against you the whole time, you get very sweaty on your chest very quickly.
Sure, that makes complete sense.
The sleeves of a jacket, especially the tuxes we bought, which were very last minute, restrict the ability to move your arms quickly. So I had to roll them up to, play the guitar properly. Shirt tucked in, I got the bottoms of the shirt tickling my penis. I hate that.
Why do you just not put them into your underpants?
Oh, because otherwise it's not secure. no, it's just all the thing. And the tie, I couldn't get, because we got clip-ons, because, you know, we're not the aristocracy.
Competent.
I didn't know how to loosen it properly, so we'd go
you
on
stage.
You are
the aristocracy.
And I'd choke myself for about 35 seconds, then go, well, that's enough for the shot.
Paddy, you are genuinely descended from the aristocracy.
Yeah, but I'm not good at suits. I've lived my whole life to not be good at suits, and then made this rogue decision that in the one job in the world where you don't have to look like a cunt, we decided to buy them.
There's been some big language in this episode straight away. I've got to say, I'm shocked. Appalled?
Oh, I'm
no.
Appalled?
Shocked.
No,
okay. Yes.
Yes.
Hello and welcome to Johnny and the Baptists present Happiness Is Out There, the sweary new podcast from these two pricks.
Sponsored by Mattel.
Mattel, sponsored by the Oxford Wine Company. Slogan, yes, we really exist.
We are real, and he did work there.
How are you, Paddy?
I'm tired. We're in week two of the Johnny and the Baptist admin drive.
Annual admin drive, where we try and raise enough admin to send a kid to school.
But it's our new system. Whereas traditionally the Johnny the Baptist system is the admin drive lasts about 65 weeks of the year. Yeah. And so what we're doing at the moment is trying to condense 3 months of admin into 2 weeks, which is great for our mental health because we can go back to our normal job, which is artists.
Not getting up till late and never tucking your shirt into your underpants.
Exactly. But it has been quite trying. I'm off to Glasgow tomorrow.
Glasgow.
And you're off to Dublin.
Dublin. Yeah, I'm going to London.
Yeah. So that's going to be very fun. But I'm fine. I'm just a little... weirdly, I feel ahead of the game, but like I'm behind it.
I feel ahead of the game, but it is a game we're losing.
Yeah, it's a game we're actively not good at.
I'm ahead of the game, but we're going to lose the game 10-0.
Yeah.
So I'm ahead of it, but I'm also aware of it coming up behind me.
With a hammer.
Yeah. We've got a lot of new videos and content to put out.
Yeah, we've started using the word content, which I think is disgusting.
Yeah, we had a meeting with our social media manager.
Yeah.
From our production company. It's not our, the production company. What are they? Because they're not our agent. They're our manager. Marketing.
Our tour
managers.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's Impatient Productions, run by the brilliant Leanne Coop and the effervescent Mark Watson. I don't know what I'm doing. and they're really wonderful. We left our last management team by mutual consent.
Better for everybody.
Yeah, and we've now got. And we loved them. The last place we were at, we really loved them. But you know, they're a big company, and we are
small fish, quite literally.
Yeah, yeah. And they, it turns out they don't miss us. I think that's probably fair. We had a wonderful agent there called Kath, who was she still is one of the most wonderful people we've ever met, and we'll continue to be her friend forever.
We have a fake agent online, Sharon Elkabaz. Yeah.
I beg your pardon.
Sharon Elkabaz has been pretending to represent us for 5 years.
What?
And I've been chasing them down.
Sharon Elkabaz?
Exactly. Sharon Elkabaz represents so many people for a fake company that take the profiles of people who have their stuff with other agencies, post them with their agency that doesn't exist and is a big scam. And I've been emailing them trying to book Johnny and the Baptist for years. And then I always get to the point where they start going, oh, yeah, this is definitely something we could do. And I go, great, I'm in Johnny and the Baptist and you don't represent me and you don't respond to any of my other emails. why are you doing this? And then they cut contact again, so I have to come through a different network. And
talent agency founder MN2S founder, I've misread that, talent agency MN2S founder Sharon Elkabaz on turning, this is an article in the newspaper about them.
Well, they, is it a real newspaper?
Well, no, it's the Evening Standard.
Sharon Elkabaz does not represent us.
That is a great name for a show.
Sharon Elkabaz does not represent us. All our views are our own.
Do you want to try and find Sharon Elkabaz as a show? By the way, can you still hear me?
Yeah.
And everything's fine?
Yeah, are you having a stroke?
No, I'm just trying to look this up. My internet doesn't seem to have the power or strength to open the page from the Evening Standard. And I'm just on... I don't know, as you know, very much about the internet.
No.
But I've always thought I knew enough to know that it was... If it's unable to open a single web page...
Yeah.
Then the Zoom meeting would also have stopped, but it hasn't.
No, but the delay has got significantly worse, if that helps.
Yes, it helps a great deal. I'm really pleased.
I think close the Sharon Elkabaz page, because I think that might have slowed it. Maybe it's not really the Evening Standard, and you've opened up some kind of... Is it called .trojan.worm?
Yeah, that's the site. Has everything got a lot quicker since I've shut down Sharon Elkabaz?
No, but that could just be that you've got mentally slower.
Yeah, that is possible. Oh, I don't know what I'm doing then. we are not represented by Sharon Elkabaz.
No, we're not. And that's really what this show is about. Because I looked someone up earlier. I'm not going to name them, but there's an actor that I despise.
Sharon Elkabaz.
I was talking about...
Is it one of the actors we've discussed before that you despise?
No, it's entirely...
It's not Hiddleston.
And this person does not... No, and this person isn't successful enough to deserve our ire. I just really don't like them. And I was talking about them in a WhatsApp group earlier, and I said, I wonder who represents them. And I Googled them, and it came up and said they were represented by Sharon Elkabaz. And everyone was like, oh, they have an agent. And I was like, no, they don't. Sharon Elkabaz isn't a real agent.
Sharon Elkabaz got this article in the bloody Evening Standard.
Well, I mean, when we brought this up with our old agent, they said, we'll get this shut down. They always do this. They fake steal our clients and then they try and get a commission out of being a middleman. But it says that we've been signed with them for years. It's just all copy and pasted from our website and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm going to try and open this Trojan website again.
Yeah, exactly. I can tell because of the long pause.
There's a big article on Sharon Elkabaz in the Evening Standard as turning from antiques to celebrities. Major talent agency founder Sharon Elkabaz. The talent agency's chief staff dub him the walking encyclopedia. But he doesn't have any real clients, but there's this whole article... staff, 32 in the UK, 9 in Miami. Turnover, 8.7 million 2018, 10 million 2019. Business idol, Elon Musk.
Right.
Best moment. We booked Will Smith for his first live show for 20 years with Jazzy Jeff. The festival had them to the UK, sold £25,000 worth of tickets in 4 days, and Will had a rather emotional moment on stage. Perhaps he was thinking he never got that opportunity for a live career. What? Also, we booked Jazzy Jeff for a New Year's Eve show in Dubai.
Are they entirely Fresh Prince-based, this company? Yeah.
Worst moment. Keep getting these emails from one of Johnny and the Baptists, who, despite my signing them many years ago, seems to forget. They'd have so much work if only they replied to my emails. I've got them a whole cabaret tour with Jazzy Jeff and Will Smith. No, I don't know. I can't say for certain. He was born in Denmark to a Norwegian mother and an Israeli father, whom he followed into the antiques trade, which means he inherited his father's vast amounts of... He sold diamonds, gold bullion, and fine art. Oh, wow. What a decent guy.
Old bullion, did you say?
Yeah. No, gold. Elon Musk is also an inherited billionaire because of the diamond industry. It's almost like if you start your business based on your father's diamond mine, you might be a cunt. Yeah, no, very weird. He represents big names, but El Kabaz's own profile is rising rapidly.
Oh,
since the end of this article. He doesn't represent big names.
No. So what are we gonna do?
Well, I don't know. We don't have at the moment we don't have another agent.
So technically we are signed with Sharon
Elkabaz. If nothing else, we have got someone repping us, and it looks like they've got a lot
of blood money.
Now, in a very weird turn of events, I'm looking up the acts they have signed.
Yeah.
And I've misspelt Johnny and the Baptist, and it suggested, did you mean Wyclef Jean,
okay,
who is listed as one of their acts in comedy?
Well, there you go. He's a funny fella.
I mean, I guess. Johnny Pierce, Johnny Wilkinson, No, I don't think... Ah, Paddy, I've got some very bad news for you.
Uh-oh.
We're no longer signed with Sharon Elkabaz.
Oh, no. Hang on.
What? There's Johnny nothing worse... Can I just say, there is nothing sadder than being dropped by an agent. No, we're not there anymore.
Hang on, mate. No, I... Oh, have we been... We can't have been dropped by Elkabaz.
We've been dropped by Elkabaz.
Do you think because... Maybe it was because we were dropped by our other agent. That Elkabaz went, oh, we gotta lose these guys.
I'm not... I don't want these guys there, pricks.
Oh, my God, I think you're right. How... But hang on, if... Johnny and the Baptist, Elkabaz.
Also, I just like how much it sounds like Alcatraz.
Yes, exactly. So do I. No, I think you're right. Maybe they just have an auto thing where they take clients wholesale from other people.
From other agents. And so now that
we're missing out on
Sharon.
We're not
on that list. And I think it's Sharon. Ariel Sharon.
Right.
But I am basing that on... The only thing I'm basing that on is... Well, there's two R's in Sharon and there's one in Sharon.
Right, okay.
But I don't know...
What's the company called? M2NS?
MN2S. No, we're not there. You Google it if you like. See, isn't that like we were complaining... Oh, it's so awful. We're not, but it's...
You're still there.
Yeah, of course I'm still... Am I? Am I still on the books?
Oh, no, the page can't be found. But you still come up... You still come up on the Google search, so the SEO is still on point.
Okay, so there's an element of Elkabaz is still got faith in me as a solo act.
Yes, I think so. Also, if you search Johnny the Baptist MN2S, the fifth result down is someone from BAE Systems.
Yes,
so I think we might be embroiled in slightly worse things than we think we are.
Well, look, that's for another day, worrying about
system. That's 18 minutes.
I was about to say that. Well, we've got to get both episodes done by 4:45.
Oh, no.
So we've only got 20 minutes for each today.
And it's nearly 4:20, and we've got to blaze it, otherwise
we've got. Well, I want to get away from my blazing.
Do you think we're good at podcasting?
I don't know.
Okay,
do it.
Certainly there.
I think there are a number of people who listen.
Yes.
Whether or not they want to is different.
Yeah, that's very fair.
I'm always surprised we're not further up the most listened to charts.
I'm not. Not because of us. And I'm not casting shade on anyone because I'm not that sort of fella. But the top charts are bollocks. And they're largely the Joe Rogan Experience.
Which I love.
Like husband and wife shows that are like, he's a bit of this and I'm a bit of that.
Yeah. 7 years ago, Josie and I were courted to do one of those.
Yes.
And we made a series with a big company and they didn't ask us back.
No, it was a sort of baby show, wasn't it? It was we're having a baby.
Josie and Johnny are having a baby with you.
As far as I remember, it was quite good, though.
It really wasn't what they wanted, and they were very upset.
I remember being backstage in something like Northampton or something, and you having to do ad reads.
Oh, God. And I was doing ads for... I was doing the ad reads, and one of the things that they got me to do ads for was erectile dysfunction pills. And I was like, I don't have a problem. They were like, what do you have a problem with? And I was like, well, I'm not doing them. I'm not doing BAE systems.
Yeah.
And I'm not doing adverts for smoking or vaping. And they were like, well, you probably don't want to do the blue pills ones, or whatever they're called. And I was like, no, I mean, that's a genuine medical condition. Mm. And this is sort of stuff that you can get on the NHS, I think, was what they were. They were like, ask your doctor about such and such.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I think that's, you know, and they shouldn't, like, it's a genuine medical. And then I thought about it more and I thought, well, maybe it is a bit, you know. But by then I'd already done it and spent the money. but I love doing these adverts. If you've got a problem downstairs with your old willy wanger, why not take some of these and then go toot, 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 toot. But they're all, because they all have to be euphemisms, because they can't, they all have to talk.
They can't be like, Todger's off.
Wanna get going with your old mitty? Well, you're gonna need one of these little sleeping bangers. Wait half an hour. Bang bang bang. right, slip over to patreon.com/JohnnyandTheBaptist for more of this. We're just gonna carry straight on, but this is where we're gonna cut off. Paddy, I love you.
I love you too. Have a good 15 or so seconds.
I will.
And I'll see you over there. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Bye.
If happiness is even real, then
finding it is not for you. But it's never too late to give up. Everyone will only let you down. What doesn't kill you will hurt you. Do you really want to take the risk? What goes up must come down, so maybe stop going up altogether. What goes around comes around, so why not just stay in your chair forever? Chair is safe.